This Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you and welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Moran. On today's show, we focus on the afternoon's medium-term budget statement and Statistics South Africa reported an improvement in the country's unemployment rate. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about this afternoon's budget. In international business news, Asian equities saw significant foreign outflows in the first week of this month. In investment news, Anglo Gold reported bumper earnings. And we'll check in with Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis to talk about, among other aspects, the government of national unity and the country's manufacturing sector that continues to struggle.
A look now at local business news.
The Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, lowered the country's inflation target to 3% during his medium-term budget framework this afternoon. This is the first change to the inflation target in 25 years. The minister says this is a decision that was made jointly between National Treasury and the South African Reserve Bank. The minister says this lowered target market will lead to lower interest rates over time. The minister further mentioned that economic growth is expected to double this year compared to last year. He mentioned a forecast of gross domestic product growth of 1.2% for this year. Treasury also predicts an average growth of 1.8% between 2026 and 2027. While tax revenue has been buoyant, the minister said that gross revenues are projected to fall short of the 2025 budget estimates by around 15.7 billion rand over the next 2 years. He said it is still too early to say whether there will be a tax increase in next year's main budget. Furthermore, government debt will stabilize in 2025-26 at 77.9% of gross domestic product. This is the first time since 2008 financial crisis that South Africa's public debt will not grow a percentage of GDP. The minister also announced that new infrastructure bond will be launched soon. The purpose will be to raise a minimum of 15 billion rand as part of efforts to introduce dedicated financing instruments to support government's infrastructure agenda. And Statistics South Africa yesterday reported an improvement in the country's unemployment rate for the third quarter of this year, dropping from 33.2% to 31.9%. It does not necessarily mean the economy is growing. The agency has revised definitions for those outside the labor force and the potential labor force, which includes discouraged and unavailable job seekers. Employed persons rose by 248,000 to 17.1 million, while unemployed fell by 360,000 to 8 million. We now have the President of the Economic Society of South Africa, Prof. Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, what are some of the most important aspects of this afternoon's medium-term budget?
Overall, I'm quite positive about the Minister's MTBPS speech this afternoon. There was the good news of his additional income and that really gives some breathing room in the fiscal space. Added to that, there's the greater efficiency or effectiveness at SARS that might enable him to not have the tax increases that was envisaged in the main budget this year over the next 3 years coming up. The minister also mentioned progress with structural reforms. He also mentioned that the inflation targets now adjusted down to 3% soon and that they are still considering a fiscal anchor, which I also think is good news. All in all, a good mini budget, though that turning point of the debt to GDP ratio is still a little bit higher than he initially projected. And we'll have to wait and see what the credit rating agencies make of this when it comes to their views about our credit rating going forward.
Thanks very much, Professor Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
Asian equities saw significant foreign outflows in the first week of this month as investors booked profits amid concerns over high tech valuations and market rally sustainability. Data shows that $10.18 billion was withdrawn from stocks in Taiwan, South Korea, India, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, and the Philippines, reversing October inflow. South Korea and Taiwan led outflows, while India recorded $1.42 billion in withdrawals. Analysts attribute the trend to weakness in artificial intelligence-related companies. Indonesia and the Philippines saw modest inflows, while Vietnam and Thailand experienced minor outflows.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
AngloGold Ashanti plans to boost the lifespan of its flagship Geita gold mine in Tanzania by 10 years and increase its mineral reserves by 60%. The miner will reinvest record cash flows from surging gold prices into exploration and development instead of acquisitions. Production at Geita is expected to reach 600,000 ounces annually for at least a decade. AngloGold also reported bumper earnings, with headline profits jumping to $672 million. Strong gold prices lifted free cash flow to $920 million, allowing the group to declare a 91 US cent dividend. Before we say goodbye, we're joined today by the head of policy analysis at the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Hutting. Chris, thanks for joining us. President Ramaphosa called a strategic retreat with the leaders of the Government of National Unity parties beginning November. What does this mean for political and economic stability for South Africa?
Following the latest meeting between the leaders of the Government of National Unity parties, after 177 days of not meeting, South Africa's prospects for political stability have been elevated. However, on the economic front, we're not yet seeing enough to consider that South Africa is going to grow in any significant sense. Therefore, while things might be stable on the surface on the political GNU front, things are still unfortunately stable as well from a low growth economic front.
South Africa's future potentially positive trajectory risks being undermined by complacency among the GNU partners and in the broader political sphere. Can you elaborate?
Should the GNU and South Africa more broadly elevate consensus seeking and conflict avoidance above real reforms, this risks creating a sense of complacency among the GNU partners and in the political sphere more broadly. So some economic gains in the months ahead, such as a higher growth rate, will bolster that risk of complacency, even if they are modest. The danger of the complacency is that it prevents South Africa from shifting the trajectory it is on currently. Ordinary people are yet to see the benefits of the GNU in real economic growth and in investment. In terms of shifting the needle there, the government needs to look at dealing with factors holding back investment, such as race-based laws, threats to property rights, public sector inefficiency, and high rates of crime, corruption, and impunity. However long these remain in place, and while there might be some positive indicators along the way, the broader economic trajectory will continue to be downward.
The country's manufacturing sector continues to struggle. Why is that, and is there hope for the future?
In October, South Africa's manufacturing sector sentiment fell back into contractionary territory. This is according to the seasonally adjusted APSA Purchasing Managers Index, which declined from 50.8 points in September to 49.2 points in October. This was the sharpest drop in factory activity since March of this year. This reflects recurrent persistent disruptions in momentum across the manufacturing sector, including from ongoing energy insecurity, transport inefficiency, and high fuel and electricity prices. The current contraction is mainly owing to weak domestic demand and policy constraints, such as high interest rates and persistent inflation. South Africa's macro policy environment has also not been conducive to manufacturing activity.
And that was Chris Hunting from the Center for Risk Analysis. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on Biz Scoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of Biz Scoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.